With a good lyric, just do ba da 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 da.
Why not?
I think we should do that on the radio, just when I don't have anything else to say. good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable. The New York State Brewers Association is holding their fourth annual New York Craft Brewers Festival, which is taking place this Saturday, March 25th, at the Desmond Hotel in Albany, which means, for those of you keeping score at home, this is the fourth time that the New York State Brewers Association has been on the air talking about this event.
Sweet, and we love every minute of it.
Well, the event brings together 50 New York breweries and brewers from every region of New York State, featuring up to 100 hard-to-find and award-winning beers, a great opportunity to meet those brewers, talk to them, talk them up, find out what's happening in the local food scene as well. Some great beer pairings. We're going to talk about all of this morning. Paul Leone is that correct?
I have it. Yep, you got it.
Okay.
Yep.
Executive Director of the New York State Brewers Association. Paul, it's always very nice to have you here.
It's great to be back.
Thank you very much for being with us. We also welcome Nikki Cavanaugh from Rushing Duck Brewing in Chester, New York. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for having me.
It's very nice to have you. And, Kevin Mullen is here, and he was with us on Food Friday. He is back today. He is from Rare Form Brewing. So actually, it's not all that rare because you've been here twice in a week, but it's still very nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
Welcome, welcome. So let us talk about this festival and how it's grown over the last 4 years. And I guess we can also put that into some context as to how this movement, farm breweries and craft breweries, have grown as well over the last 4 years.
Yeah, I was looking back at the 4 years ago when we started this event, and I think we had 30 New York State breweries and a couple hundred people, and this year we have 64 New York State breweries. So we've got it packed, and that's reflected. 64, yeah. That because I can't say no, and that's my problem. Is that brewers? Can we do this one? I'm like, well, I think I can fit a table over here, sure. And it really is representative of the entire state. There's over 326 breweries right now in New York State.
I love this event. It's a great event, and it's done at the Desmond. And it is so. Talk a little bit for people who perhaps have been to brewfests in the past. Talk about what makes this different, because it is very, very different.
Yeah, it's funny. The first year, I'll go back to the first year. We had a band because we felt like we needed to entertain people, and that was the number one complaint after the festival, because people were really there to talk to the brewers. They wanted to know about the beer. They wanted to know about the breweries. They wanted to know about the brewers. And so we have the brewers are there pouring the beer and sampling the beer and talking about beer, and you can just hear the rumble. I mean, it really, there's as much talking as there is tasting going on. And Nikki and Kevin are great examples of that. It's like, they can attest to the fact that people want to talk to you and know about you. And that's really what separates us from I think, every other beer festival going on right now.
So while you were talking, Kevin was pouring. And Kevin, what did you pour for us?
This here is our Raw Beets, which is a raw rye IPA.
Now, where does the raw come in?
We get raw straight from the farm. It's not malted.
Oh,
this is actually from a farm in Staticoke. And I like the way that the raw rye adds a little spice to it. Since it's not malted, it adds a little more body. This is only 4.6%, but it's a really nice...
Oh, yeah, only 4.6. Mm-hmm. Hope we can do better in the next round. Mm. Now, what makes a rye beer? Obviously rye, but as a character in a beer.
Rye adds a little bit of a spice on the finish of this beer is where you'll get that. So it's a nice dry. It comes across. You get a little bit of that kind of spicy. Like if you're eating, think of like rye bread.
Yes.
You know, like kind of take that grain by itself, and that comes through in the finish here.
A little cloudy in color, but
yep.
but light.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Since it's malted and raw, you don't get that the enzymes don't break down quite as much as it would to make it really nice and clear for the protein to drop in it. So that's why you'll see it's a little bit cloudy here. It's also got a lot of hops in there, kind of bring out some of the citrus notes off the nose.
Now, for those of you listening at home, I just want you to know that this is the type of conversation that you could have with one of 64 brewers if you go out to the festival.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because these are the kind of things that you say, oh, pour this. Oh, what is this?
And really, the great thing about all beer festivals, and I'll say this, I love it when people says, I don't like beer. I don't like craft beer. And I think then you need to go to a beer festival because it's okay to dump it out. If you try it and then you're like, I don't like this, dump it out in the bucket and you'll find something there.
None of my friends say that. I wonder why.
Yeah, they all have got really good taste. I want to mention one thing while we're here, while we're talking about this, and one of the reasons why we have Nikki here, we did a little research, besides that she has a killer brewery, like Kevin's, is that, the New York State Brewers Association was founded in 1888, through a little research. So the very first version of it, and then it went out around Prohibition and we came back in 2003. And we just had a board election, and Nikki has broken the glass ceiling as the first female board of directors on the board of directors now. So she's the first.
Well, that is really good, and I'm glad it didn't take you as long to do that as it did for the association to come back after Prohibition.
After
for
Prohibition,
God's sakes.
Yeah. It's a funny story how it was founded, but maybe for another time.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to represent the Hudson Valley and to add a different approach to, especially because we're a younger brewery. We're 5 years old. I guess in the grand scheme of things, we're old now. But to have a woman on the board is really exciting for me too, just to be elected as well.
How did you get involved in brewing?
I got involved in brewing in college. My husband Dan and I started brewing beer in college because it was cheaper than buying beer.
Yeah.
And it was more creative. And then he got more so into it where he started working at breweries, and it's a lot more fun than any other business.
It certainly is fun. So tell us a little bit about Rushing Duck and the beers that you produce.
So Rushing Duck is down in Chester, New York. It's in Orange County. We're a family-owned business. It's my in-laws and my husband and I. We started in August 2012. We make a really diverse profile of beer, everything from pale ales to the heavy hitters that I'm pouring you right now, which is our Imperial Beanhead. If you like coffee, it's like...
No, here, I'll give you a
it's
glass.
A 9.6% coffee bomb.
Hello, sailor. Really? 9.6?
We use coffee from Java Love, which is in Sullivan County, White Lake. Yeah. They roast it for us. So this is one of our first canned beers as well, as you can see. So we can, I don't know if you want to look at it.
Look at
it's
that.
An octopus taking over the world. He's crazed with coffee. So we started to package some of our beers to get them out to market, and this is the one that we really loved.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. Typically, coffee porters or porters themselves, do they usually have that high of an alcohol content?
Not necessarily. We call this an imperial porter.
Okay.
I guess Rushing Duck is kind of known for having a little bit of higher octane beers, especially the ones that we package to go out. Our other one that I brought is our War Elephant IPA, which is 8.6%. So I guess that's what we're known for.
One of the nice things with it, too, is even though it's so high in alcohol with this beer, is you really don't taste that alcohol in there, so it could be very deceptive.
It is deceptive, yeah.
It's
a good thing.
Another beer festival
delicious.
Tip. In the early days, you would say the number one tip was you don't have to drink them all, and I think now a good tip is you always should ask what the alcohol is because brewers have done a really good job at hiding it.
I think that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is lovely. What else was I going to? Canning. I have noticed. So, is Paul? Has this been something? I'll let the others talk about this too. But it seems that in the 4 years, growlers and bottles were the thing, and now more people are doing growlers and canning than growlers. Are you seeing that sort of across the board?
Yeah, we're seeing that a lot across the board, especially with craft. 16-ounce four packs are becoming real popular, and cans, especially for New York State, are really good because, there's a lot to do in New York State. So there's boating and there's skiing and all these. It's just a better package to take onto the beach and to go out and do things, do activities with. So it's a far superior package.
Yeah, so you don't...
you don't hurt yourself on the glass.
Exactly. Yes.
Now, for
exactly.
the two brewers, is it better for, is it, does it have an effect on the beer at all?
I think it keeps it fresher longer, okay. for sure. And it's also a single size serving, so you don't have to drink a whole growler by yourself, especially if it's 8.6. I don't know if that would lead to great outcomes. But this is so this is a single serve, 16-ounce.
It's usually fine in my house. Fine. I'm not going anywhere, but, you know.
It's 16-ounce.
Watch a lot of Mary Hartman reruns.
And it stays fresher.
Perhaps
for sure.
I've revealed too much. No. Now, you have two growlers in front of you, but they yes. still still remain popular as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I think the community people at the market out there really liked the cans and the four packs of 16-ounce cans. Like, that's what they kind of want, and they keep asking us to do that as well.
Yeah.
It's hard for small breweries as ourselves to do canning, so we have to do growlers. And every now and then we do a can run. Like, once a year we have a mobile canning person come in and do the work for us. But I personally really like cans. I think they're great. I think they easy to carry. They're easy to ship. They're easy to bring with you. You can take them all the places you want to do. And now that the technology has gotten better, you can get a really nice fresh beer in there.
And it doesn't change the taste of the beer at all.
No, not anymore. That's an old myth.
Okay. Because the myth was always that the glass and the bottle would preserve yep. that beer better, especially if it was dark.
Correct. Or that it would taste like a can or aluminum
yes,
or,
yes,
or steel.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's gone. It's a great package.
Great. While hopefully Kevin will pour another beer, we'll
sleep over there.
let me ask Paul
yes.
about how this unfolds over the day. I know a lot of the tickets are sold out, right? But people can still go.
There are general admission tickets left at Rare Form, the Desmond, C.H. Evans, and Mad Jack. Are sold out online, completely. So go get those tickets. And, hey, the bonus of that is you get to save the service fee. No service fee. Go have a beer and get tickets.
Excellent. And then the layout of the event was 4 to 8. Is that the?
Yeah, the VIP starts at 4 o'clock. And that goes from 4 to 5. And then 5 to 8 is general admission. And it's a maximum of 1,000 people. So we try not to overcrowd because that ruins the experience. And there are 15 food vendors as well from the Albany region. So the same folks that come back. It's a lot of great food sampling as well.
And are there, for you, as you said, you can't say no. But so are there from all over the state, so you have new people that are coming in that I assume you want that, right? You
yeah.
want that, not only want it for the people who are coming, but I would assume want it for those brewers to experience that type of festival.
Yeah, and there's a lot of new breweries this year. The list is on the website, newyorkcraftbeer.com, but there are a lot of local breweries too, and I hate to say no to the locals because this is a local festival, but a lot of new breweries, there's a lot of breweries from the city, Long Island, Buffalo, Southern Tier, literally the whole state is represented tomorrow at the Desmond.
Okay, stop talking.
Saturday.
This is great. What is this beer?
This is our Royal Coconut Cream Ale. So it's a toasted coconut, but in a cream ale.
Man.
Thank you.
We didn't have this the other day, did we?
No, we had the toasted coconut porter.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, this is nice.
Thank you. Yeah, this is our little twist on the New York gem of cream ale.
I'm sorry to cut you off before, but this is amazing. This is really good.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wow. And now, is this on tap all the time, or is this seasonal?
This actually comes out in our spring, summer. It just got tapped at the brewery yesterday, so now we'll have it throughout the summer.
Oh, great. So I could perhaps get some this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Definitely.
What a great idea.
I wanted to bring up one thing. I want to plug one thing. We just came out with an app, and I know, another app. We came out with what's called the New York Craft Beer app.
No, Paul, I think you have to look at this as, oh, boy, another app.
I know, exactly. Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing with this app, and this is why we're the first state guild, beer guild in the country to have an app like this. But really the cornerstone of it is a passport program that we've integrated into it. So every time you go to a brewery, you stamp your passport, you get 25, I send you a T-shirt, you get 50, you get prizes, you get awards.
Wow.
And there's a statewide leaderboard built into it, and it's really fun. It gets you involved. It tells you where every brewery is in the state, no matter where you are.
Now, my local brewery is the Argyle, mm-hmm. The Argyle Brewery Brewing Company, and they have this beer map for this Adirondack Beer Trail, and it's just amazing to me because Yeah, I'm there a lot, and but the people just come in with these maps. Like, this is the most important. Like, it's the Holy Grail, you know,
yep.
to get that stamp, so they can get whatever.
Right, and this is built right into the app. You know, millennials.
That's great.
Millennials are driving this thing, and where do they live? They live on their devices, right? So let's make it easy for everybody. Just, you know, get your stamp, and then there's a statewide leaderboard on it, which is really interesting. So you can see the top 20 people in the state, how many breweries they visited, and all of that good stuff. So there's a bit of fun competition element to it as well.
Here's what one of the things I like about the festival.
Mm-hmm.
You try great beers. You make your list, things that are just phenomenal. You get to talk to the brewers. There's some also really weird, horrible stuff, too, that people are brewing. And you get to taste that, too. And it's not like you have to go out and see, but, you know, somebody will have, like, a peanut butter and jelly zucchini beer, and you're like, oh, well, let's try that.
Well, it's interesting. Last year, there was a brewer that made a Cocoa Puff beer.
Yes.
And
yes.
I remember. That's something, right. What was your thought when you had that?
I'm glad I tried it. I was very glad I tried it. Yeah.
Wouldn't drink a whole glass of it, but it was fun.
It was fun to try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there bacon? Somebody had bacon, right?
Well, yeah, you guys could speak to some of the styles, but, you know, peanut butter and jelly beers have been big lately.
Yeah.
You know, it smells like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and if you do it right, it tastes like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen some with bacon in them before, some smoked beers and bacon beers, and you pretty much name it now, and it's most likely been in a beer.
I have to say, that's, like, one of the beautiful parts of craft right now, is that we do have 326 breweries in the state, but they're bringing so many different weird, sometimes good, sometimes bad beers to the festivals that you're trying. And while that's happening and they're being creative, the customer is and consumers are they're also getting educated. What they like, what they don't like.
Right.
Do they like hops? Do they like coffee and beer? Do they like cream puff beers? Like, that kind of information is only making it better for us.
Now,
you have people in the window going, "Hey, what about me?"
Ray was nice enough to invite me in to do his show last week, and I failed to invite him in, I didn't mean to do that anyway. You can come in now, Ray. There's still beer. When you look at this idea of, I want to ask you about hops because IPA is still number one for most of you, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Now, I find that fascinating because I'm not a big IPA person. I would think the hops would turn a lot of people off, but I guess not.
Yeah, there's so many different flavors that come from hops. I mean, you have citrus notes, you have spicy notes. There's a onion. There's BO. All these different flavors, and the way that you can blend them together can really bring out multiple different flavors.
Mm. Yeah, you're selling the product. The board member is a little concerned.
Yeah, hops are definitely, people tend to now have their favorite hops, but it's really a combination of hops in most cases that make the best beer.
It's still 27% of the market, and I've had brewers say, I'm opening a Belgian brewery, but I'm going to make an IPA because I want to sell beer, you know, so.
Now, did you tell us what this last beer was?
I didn't. It was an IPA. Did you like it?
I do. I very much so, actually.
This is our War Elephant IPA. It's probably one of our biggest selling beers. It's a 8.6% overly hopped IPA. It's meant to be off balance and very showcasing the hops that are in it. And we started to can it because of the popularity it got. And even people who don't necessarily like hops because of the citrusiness of the hops that we use in it.
Yes.
Tend to be.
But it seems more front end than back end on the tongue as far as the hoppiness.
Yep, it's supposed to be a big double IPA, hence name War Elephant, just aggressive on your palate. And that's one of the beers that when we first started, we did a coffee porter, we did a pale ale, and then we came out with the War Elephant, and that's what people started recognizing us for sure.
That's great. And what is this, Kim?
This is our members only brown ale. So something completely different, more malty, a little caramel notes and a little bit slight bit of toast.
What's the alcohol on that?
6%.
Okay, that's all right. And what was the one you just served?
8.6.
She wins.
Yeah. Also, Kevin is on our board as well. So these are two newly elected board members.
Two newly elected board members.
Yes, younger,
your
newer
life is
brewers.
About to change.
Yeah, the Hudson Valley and Capital Region represented here.
We only have about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I noticed in the notes is in one of the notes that you sent us was that you were talking about like the bubble.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize there was really a bubble at all.
No, but it's a question, you know, hey, when's the bubble going to burst? You know, how many times I get that question? And I always say it's not going to burst. I think there will be a leveling off point. And in New York State, maybe 500 breweries, it's going to slow down. And in my, you know, from what we're seeing, if you make good beer, you'll do okay. You know, it really has to be about the quality.
Well, when Nikki made the comment about, you know, being old at 5 years old, mm-hmm. is that true?
Oh, yeah, it's very true. Yeah, I mean, I think the vast majority of breweries you're seeing opening now, obviously, you know, 5 years old is old. I mean, you've got a lot of new breweries coming in year one right now.
Well, long may they reign.
Yes, exactly. Make good beer, and they will.
That's true. Very, very true. The New York State Brewers Association will be holding their fourth annual New York Craft Brewers Festival taking place this Saturday, March 25th at the Desmond in Albany. Excuse me. New York Craft Beer. It's the hops. NewYorkCraftBeer.com. NewYorkCraftBeer.com. My thanks to Nikki and Kevin and Paul. You all are great. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for being with us.
And thanks for having us.
Thanks
again.
For having
Always
us.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Thank you.